We're here talking about Credit Union One, and I think you're the most unique credit union. I know this sounds like a suck up, but duh. But I first met Credit Union One through Leslie Ellis and a few of the people back then. There was no other organization, certainly financial institution, that got involved in the community. And I mean, everything was community with her. And she was she sort of the matriarch of this? Certainly up here. I mean,
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You know, that was something that, as a credit union, you want to help those who need help. You want to serve the underserved. And that doesn't just mean providing financial services to somebody who can't get it. Leslie took that to the next level on almost a social, you know, she always had an amazing job because she could do what she loved, which was social type work, but also do it from the standpoint of having something to back her up. And that was the credit union, the board of directors, the employees, everybody was all in. I worked for 10 years in this business before I moved up here to go to work for Leslie, and the things she was doing in the community were always things I was like, ooh, how could we do that in Sitka? Ooh, how do we make that happen? How do I do that? So it's just something she built over the years.
Part of what's really impressive about that, too, is that in addition to being the CEO, Leslie led the community mm-hmm. service for the credit union until the end
all
of
the
2010.
All the way until Chrissy was hired in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And then she finally recognized, like, this is a full-time job. I'm doing both. Like, yes, you are. And inner Chrissy Bell. So, yeah it really, you know, to us, we don't think about it a lot. It's just something we do because it needs to be done or there's an opportunity to help, so we help. But when you do stop and think about it, you know, like you mentioned a minute ago, you're like, yeah, I guess we do a lot of that. That's pretty cool. You know, our employees love it. Our members love it. You were mentioning the food bank, you know, a little bit ago, and it was like breaking news. The members didn't want to be, you know, quote, put on blast. But we had two members come in specifically on a day. They each have their own accounts. They're married. And they each donated $1,000 to the food bank and asked if we would match it, because typically our match was like $1,000 for the event.
Mm-hmm. We were doing a specific matching
day for a CU One Love Day. So they're like, oh, yeah, we heard you were matching. The person that was helping them was like, yeah, it's usually only up to $1,000, but let me ask. They walk over, Chrissy, hey, they're going to do $2,000. Will we match it? Yeah. It's, you know, our members are amazing. Our employees are amazing. You know, they just stay on point, and it's only from a place of like, this is doing good, so we're going to do it. How do we do more? You know, that's the question we usually ask.
One of the things I think is really cool is each one of your branches takes on mm-hmm. one of the nonprofits. Yep. Tell us a little bit about that. How does that come about?
Sure. So we call that the One for All Alaska Fund, and every year, at the beginning of the year, our branches in our communities throughout Alaska choose a nonprofit, and it's chosen by the branch. And we do that purposefully because we want the employees of the branch to be bought in and have ownership over fundraising for them. So throughout the year, there's specific months that they raise for those nonprofits. And then the branches outside of Anchorage have a specific CU1 Love Day event where in the evening we invite the members in and we have appetizers and drinks and giveaway swag. And then we also have a silent auction that benefits that One for All Fund beneficiary. And during that evening, the credit union matches everything that's raised. And then in Anchorage, it's the same thing, as we put a vote out to the Anchorage employees to have them have some ownership in who's chosen for the year. And we do things throughout the year for that nonprofit as well.
It's a real buy-in by your employees. And they're young people. They all buy into it. Mike, one of the things that's really cool is if you go to one of these, the CU1 Love Days that they do, you'd think, oh, great, going to a silent auction, all that stuff. It is a blast. They cater it. I mean, you can eat your brains out. The silent auction items, there's a lot of them, and they pack it. You ought to see James and Chrissy. You talk about the greatest showman.
Well, Chrissy, maybe.
Are you kidding me? You're the king of a bar. You're a great barker, man. I mean, you're just, it's
true.
The only thing you need is a laugh track.
Yeah, and it's the businesses in the areas, in the remotes. You know, a lot of the businesses, they donate those items for the auction. So it's an all-in effort, you know, in some of those communities. And it's really amazing to see some of the communities come together, you know, and collectively raise through a silent auction, sometimes just straight cash donation down in Soldotna. I think it was this year. We had a member, he's like, yeah, I can't make it tonight. You know, are you guys matching cash donations? We're like, yeah, we are. He's like, cool, I'll put in $1,000.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And you're just like, word?
The one I went to in Eagle River recently.
Yeah.
They're honoring
the day before the earthquake. It was an earth-shaking night in Eagle River.
But what I was really impressed with, besides what you all did, I mean, they raised, with all the money, then Credit Union One matches whatever they raised, but And this is the second or third one I've gone to that's been the Boys and Girls Club. And they always have one of the spokespersons. And this is like 11-year-old kid.
Yeah, I was the club president.
Mm-hmm.
The club.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was yelling things like, don't you think it's about time to retire?
It was nice having another president in the room with me. I was great.
Right.
His name was Tyler.
Really, the mini-me.
Yeah, it was awesome. He was outstanding.
He really
got
was.
Right up there, told you everything you needed to know about the club, why it was important, and then everybody went and bid more on the items, and then we matched it. Win-win.
And that really personalizes it to when you start realizing, I don't know how many nonprofits are on your state.
I think it's around 5,500.
Yeah,
5,500.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Think about that. I
mean, that's a lot.
We have less than 750,000 people, and it's a unique kind of personality that has that servant's heart.
Well, and that's what's the awesome thing about a credit union, too, because you have members.
Yeah,
see, this is what I like about this guy. He saves my bacon every time.
Absolutely, 100% true. We exist to serve the members. They own the credit union, all 84,000 plus. And at the end of the day, that's what we remember. And we talk to staff all the time, you know, about what we're there for and the fact that serving members is our job. And if we don't have members, we don't have a job. So let's get on it, make things better for the members. And the other piece of that puzzle for us is always making things better for the employees and supporting each other. Be it through the kind of work we do for the nonprofit world or just in our day-to-day, you know, hey, my computer's broken. That's usually my sentence.
Kind of a circle of love.
Yeah, it is. When you have an organization that buys into that and does it like we have, and especially this last year, sky's the limit.
Oh, man.
So I can't wait to see what we do next. We have done some amazing stuff, you know, this past year. And every time you think like, wow, that's just about as good as it can get, they take it to another level. It's unbelievable.
I've been trying to explain to them they need to do like a See You in Live Day for the Big Alaska Show that we are a nonprofit organization.
I think we could put it on the consideration list, Chrissy.
I'll get right on that.
We'll talk about it. We've got a meeting this coming Tuesday.
On the 25th.
Yeah.
Oh.
Might be preempted.
That might be postponed.
I just got a text from my wife. She says, I'm with Chrissy. I think that has to do with the sports. I think you have a sports fan. Hey, we're talking with James Wildman and Chrissy Bell with Credit Union One. When we come back, we got to share some good news. What
yes,
do you think, big buddy?
I like to.
Here at the Big Alaska Show at AM 750 KFQD and at 103.7 FM, and we're streamed at KFQD.com.